Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 150 on January 22nd, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Evolus Inc., Microvision, and BlackBerry, and we discuss three new trades on Westwater Resources, the U.S. Global Jets ETF, and Enterprise Products. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, even though we didn't make a new high in the markets this week, we are still hanging out in very high water territory. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 182 points this week, closing at 30,996 points on Friday. The S&P 500 index picked up 73 points, ending the week at 3,841 points. And now it's time to get into the topic of the week. And this week, the topic is avoiding complex trades. Said another way, keep your trades simple. If I can give you any advice for 2021, it's gonna be that. Now, I know guys that have these complex trades on, and they can't understand why they're making money and where they're losing money. And I went skiing recently, and I had a ski instructor say, if you can't do it slow and in control, you really can't do it fast well. And I found that advice to be rather profound, given that I just like pushing through the hills and going faster and faster and trying to keep up with my friends. He was saying, in effect, that my survival skills were getting me by, but my technique was poor, right? When it comes to trading options, guys get hung up on these fancy names of trades. They trade things like butterflies and condors, Christmas trees, one by twos, and all sorts of other trades. And if you can't look at a butterfly and see a long spread and a short spread with the same middle strike, or you can't look at a one by two as a credit spread plus one naked option, you probably shouldn't be trading them. If you can't tell me which trades in your portfolio are making money and which ones aren't, as a general rule, your portfolio has gotten a little too complex. Slow it down. Make it simple. I bet it'll be better for your profits in the short and long run. So that's it. Keep it simple for 2021. Now let's dive into the trade review from this last week. We're going to start off with our covered call on Evolus Inc., symbol E as in Echo, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $5.83 per share, and we looked at buying stock and selling that February 6th call at 90 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 18.35% in 5 weeks. Evolus stock gained 79 cents per share this week, closing the week at $6.62 per share. The call option we sold gained 65 cents, leaving us with a net profit of 14 cents if you were to close the trade today. However, if you hold on to this trade until expiration or until someone assigns you the stock, you'll lock in a profit of $1.07 per share as long as stock stays where it is right now in these higher levels. So that's the 18.35% return that we hoped for at the start of this trade. This trade worked, so no adjustments are needed. I certainly wouldn't close it early for 14 cents, which is actually $14. So you'll do a lot better by holding on to this trade. Certainly be vigilant. You know that your number is $6. If it stock drops below that, that puts you into a little bit of questionable territory where you need to pay close attention to the break-even point. But as long as stock is staying up here in these levels and just higher than $6 per share, looks like we're going to have a nice profit on this trade. Now, the next trade that we looked at was a credit spread on Microvision, symbol M as in Mike, V as in Victor, I as in India, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.61 per share. I looked at selling the February 6th 5.5 put spread at 25 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 25 cents. Microvision stock actually gained 15 cents this week, closing at $6.76 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is slightly more out-of-the-money now. If we were to cross the bid-ask spread to close this trade, you would actually lose a nickel on it. However, we know this trade is working. I wouldn't look to close this trade. The trade's working. If stock remains above $6 per share, you'll keep the full 25 cents you collected for selling the spread. If stock were to fall, we would certainly consider things like selling a call spread against it, but at this point, this one is working out, so no adjustments are needed. Our next trade last week was the debit spread on BlackBerry, symbol B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.84 per share, and I looked at buying the February 8-9 call spread paying 62 cents, which gives us a maximum gain of 38 cents, or that's a 61.29, basically 61.3% return in 5 weeks. Well, BlackBerry stock jumped $4.20 per share this week, ending at $14.04. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is even more in the money, so this one clearly worked again. It's rare that I get 3 for 3 on this show, so I'm feeling pretty good today at least. If you crossed the bid-ask spread to sell this spread, you would actually lose 7 cents. Of course, that February 8 call, which we own, is $6 in the money. And that $9 call, which we sold, is $5 in the money. So we know that this trade, when you close it out, is going to be worth $1. What's interesting is if you look at the bid on this spread, you would actually pay $1 to buy the spread right now. So this spread is positioned well for us to make the 38 cents of profit or the 61% return in 4 weeks. We just need stock to close higher than $9 per share. And right now we're $5 above that. So pretty nice trade. All right, let's get into the new trades for this upcoming week. Of course, we are fully into the February expiration month. All of these trades are for the February 19th expiration date. Even though we call this the weekly option, it's rare that I discuss weekly options on this show, meaning the like the February 5th expiration date or the February 12th. I do put some of those trades on in my own account, but for this show, I really like sticking with the main monthly expirations, which is the third Friday of every month. So we're going to start off with the covered call. Looking at a company, I really haven't looked at this company before. Westwater Resources, symbol W as in whiskey, W as in whiskey, R as in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $6.58 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the February 7.5 call at $1, hoping for a return, a maximum return of 29.18% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Westwater stock for $6.58 and selling the February 7.5 call at $1. This trade makes the most money if stock finishes above $7.50 per share, and the break-even price on the trade is $5.58. The stock purchase in real terms would require $658, and you would collect $100 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. Looking at U.S. Global Jets ETF, symbol J as in Juliet, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, S as in Sierra, the stock ended the week at $22.25 per share. I'm looking at selling the February 22-21.5 put spread at 16 cents, which can create a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the February 22 put at 87 cents and concurrently buying the February 21.5 put for 71 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $22 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $21.84 per share. And in real terms, you would collect $16 per spread that you sell and have $34 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is Enterprise Product. We're looking at a debit spread on Enterprise Products, symbol E as in Echo, P as in Papa, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week at $21.56 per share, and I'm looking at buying the February 21-21.5 call spread for 33 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 17 cents or a 51.52% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 21 call for 84 cents and concurrently selling the February 21 half call at 51 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay higher than $21.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $21.33 per share. And in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week. Recently this week, we had the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. It's kind of cool for people that get into this. And hey, I mean, if you guys are listening to a show on options, I'm sure you end up hearing all sorts of random number play during the week. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just me. Anywho, I hope you guys are having a great 2021 so far. And, you know, keep getting better and better trading. I appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you for all the emails. I've got a bunch of emails this week. Thank you guys for emailing me and asking questions and even just telling me you listen to the show. Thank you as well for sharing the show with your friends. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.